Virginians to vote on redistricting. Today, voters in Virginia will head to the polls for a high-stakes referendum, whether to redraw the state's congressional map to favor Democrats. Under the proposal put forward by Virginia Governor Abigail Spanberger and the state's Democratic trifecta, the map would be shifted to drastically favor Democrats. While Republicans currently hold 5 of the state's 11 House seats, the redrawn map could bring about a 10-to-1 Democratic House delegation. The proposal to amend Virginia's state constitution would remain in effect until 2030, when districting would return to an independent process. The map laid out in the special election referendum, if accepted and approved by state courts, would go into effect in November. Early voting in the referendum has already closed. Supporters of the plan, including Senator Mark Warner and House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, have characterized it as a necessary response to a mid-decade redistricting battle begun by Republicans. Critics say that it would disenfranchise the state's Republican voters. Under the redrawn map, the singular Republican district would represent a huge chunk of the sparser populated western portion of the state, a region of Appalachia where Republicans dominate. In the eastern part of the state, however, previously Republican districts around the outskirts of Richmond, along the border with North Carolina, and along the eastern coasts would become Democrat-controlled seats. Within the state, positions have largely broken down along rural and urban lines. In Richmond and Northern Virginia, some Democrats have rejoiced at the push, urging a yes vote as a response to what they see as an overreaching Trump administration. These voters, who tend to work in military, contracting, governmental, and other professional sectors, often favor Democrats. In rural Virginia, meanwhile, Republican voters fear the prospect of the referendum passing, an outcome that would find some Virginians represented by a Democrat for the first time in recent memory. These voters have urged a no vote on the referendum. Nevertheless, recent polling has consistently shown that yes is favored. Only a single poll taken since January, by the Neighborhood Research Corporation, found a 1% lead for no. None of the polls have shown a double-digit lead for the yes position, suggesting that it remains favored, but a tight race seems likely. Representative Jen Kiggins, whose Eastern Coast 2nd Congressional District would be redrawn to favor Democrats under the new maps, has urged a no vote. People in Virginia deserve representation that reflects their values, that reflects their political ideologies and priorities, Kiggins said at an April 10th political event. And having 92% of our Commonwealth represented by one party certainly does not do that. Former Governor Glenn Youngkin and Representative John McGuire have campaigned against the measure in the state. President Donald Trump, who has never come within 5 points of winning the state in a presidential contest, has largely stayed out of the referendum. Jeffries has strongly backed the bid, which, if approved by voters and Virginia courts, could help Democrats reclaim the House during the 2026 midterm elections. The outcome of the Virginia special election, Jeffries said during an interview, will impact what the policy landscape is going to look like for years, if not generations, to come. Over $90 million has been raised by both sides in the election, with most of it flowing to a group in favor of the referendum and the redrawn congressional maps. Former President Barack Obama has also encouraged passage of the measure. Republicans want to steal enough seats in Congress to rig the next election and wield unchecked power for 2 years. But you can stop them by voting yes by April 21st, Obama said in a video encouraging the passage of the referendum. Help put our elections back on an equal playing field, Obama said. If Virginia voters approve the amendment on April 21st, it wouldn't guarantee that the new maps would go into effect. They still face the challenge of a lower court order ruling the redistricting to be illegal. That decision is under appeal. A court recently ruled that the referendum could move forward, despite a standing ruling against the referendum awaiting adjudication in higher state courts. Despite the precarious legal status of the referendum, a state court ruled the vote should go forward. It is the process, not the outcome, of this effort that we may ultimately have to address, the ruling said. Issuing an injunction to keep Virginians from the polls is not the proper way to make this decision. Joseph Lord. Bookmarks. U.S. Labor Secretary Lori Chavez de Remer will be stepping down from her post, the Epoch Times' Jill McLaughlin reported. The former Oregon businesswoman, who was appointed to President Donald Trump's cabinet last year, will take a position in the private sector, according to White House Director of Communications Stephen Chung. The U.S. Supreme Court on Monday agreed to decide whether Colorado may decline to fund Catholic preschools. The Epoch Times' Matthew Vadim reported that the court granted the petition in St. Mary Catholic Parish versus Roy in an unsigned order. No justices dissented. The court did not explain its decision. Apple announced a shakeup to its top leadership on Monday, with Tim Cook to become executive chairman of the company's board of directors, while John Ternus will take over as the next CEO. The Epoch Times' Troy Myers reported that the leadership changes were unanimously approved by the board and result from a thoughtful, long-term succession planning process. Two Epoch Times journalists were honored on April 17 for their work examining how a spiritual practice transformed communist China in the 1990s and why a growing number of young men are stepping into the spotlight of the pro-life movement. The Epoch Times' Kara Ding reported that the Religious Communicators Council, which has recognized fair, honest, and brilliant religion reporting in secular media since 1949, honored Eva Fu and TJ Mascaro with awards of excellence at its annual convention in Cincinnati. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton filed a lawsuit against ActBlue on Monday, the Epoch Times' Jill McLaughlin reported. Paxton alleged that the Democratic National Committee's political fundraising platform misleads consumers by illegally accepting fraudulent foreign donations for federal and state candidates.